Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's having a good day. Weather here kind of can't make up its mind what it wants to do. One minute it's sunny, next minute it's rainy. I don't know. All I know is we got some big news to pass along. Something I received earlier today. So we're going to pass on, and it's changing the name, changing the face of amateur MMA in Oklahoma. So we're going to be passing that information on, and like I say, could create some interesting stuff for amateur MMA in Oklahoma should it go through. So we're going to be talking about that. 111-111-1111. Stop calling in. After the crap you pulled yesterday, you're not getting on the show. I'm not answering your calls. So stop filling up my switchboard, moron. Of course, we're going to be going over our headlines. Got a lot of great stuff going on there. Also got some new people we want to say hello to. We want to say hello to Rhonda Porter and the crew over at Fayetteville Nutrition. Had a great meeting with them today. So we want to give a big shout out to Rhonda Porter and the crew once again over at Fayetteville Nutrition. Also want to say hello to Kim and the girls over at Great Clips, located on Weddington Drive here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Give them a big shout out. Went in, got my hair cut today. I don't look like a walking chia pet anymore. So we want to say thank you to Kim and the crew over there at Great Clips Weddington, located behind Sonic here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I don't know who 111-111-1111 is, but he is tenacious. He keeps calling in, thinking I'm going to answer the phone when I'm not. I see that number. I'm just going to automatically disconnect it because I am not dealing with JT Tilly and his cronies anymore. So there you go. Once again, if you heard the big news yesterday coming out of Springfield, Missouri, we are excited to be a part of this, so we're going to be discussing this later. So there you go. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. So if you got a comment or a question, feel free to call on in, and we will be glad, as long as it's a number I recognize, or if it has your name, and you are a legitimate caller, we will allow you on the air. But if you're going to call up, start cussing and swearing, then I'm immediately going to hang up on you. So there you go. All right. 111, 111, 111. I put you into screen mode so you can hear what I'm saying. You are not getting on the air. Now he hung up. I put him in screen mode so he could hear what I'm saying. Hey, there's a phone number I recognize. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the sexiest thing this side of Missy Hyatt. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Granny Hulkster in the house.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, Granny Hulkster. How are you today?
I'm fine. Watching it rain, but I'm fine.
Yes, I know. Oh, in case everybody's wondering where my boy Clint is, you might have heard it yesterday. Clint's Facebook page got hacked by an ex.
Big time.
Or something. So Clint's show was not on the air at noon today because Clint had some appointments he had to take care of. And so Clint... his show was not on the air at noon, but Clint did want me to pass the word on to everybody. He apologizes for not being able to be on the air at noon with XFI Live, but apparently there's been enough complaints filed that they have blocked his Facebook page, so Clint can't even get on to post messages or anything. So anyway, Clint wanted me to pass the word on. Hopefully we're going to get him on here later, some way, somehow. We'll have Clint on here on the Greg Skrull Show. So Granny Hulkster, what's good up in your world?
No, not a whole lot. David and I went to a UWE show over in Tahlequah Saturday night for the gauntlet matches that they were doing that between Anarchy and John Cross. They each had to wrestle five opponents, and then the best of the five got to pick their choice of match at, I believe it's Showdown coming up for UWE, I think in October, so... but we went there because we hadn't been to UWE for a while, and APW's
right.
got a show this weekend in Lincoln that we're planning on attending. So, you know,
cool.
Hanging out and, you know, going to as many wrestling shows as I can, you know, and I wish I could go to Nashville for TCW, but, you know, that's just, I don't see that in the cards happening anytime soon, but I would really love to go see that show because I'm a big Rock and Roll Express fan. I mean, back in the days, I loved the Rock and Roll Express, and I know that they're going to be there, and there's really a lot of people there that I would like to see. And I hear King Shane Williams is going to be wrestling there at TCW, or so I've heard. I, you know, don't know that for a fact, but that's what I believe I heard somebody say, but I would really love to see that show in Nashville, but I just don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, oh well.
Well, you know, that is a good drive. I've made that drive for a long time back in the day when I was pursuing the music career, and that's not an easy overnight.
I think it's like about, I think I Googled it, and it's like about 8.5 hours, almost 9 hours from Springdale.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because at the time.
I've been to Nashville. You know, one time when my church choir sang at the Southern Baptist Convention, we had to go down. We were part of that, and so we went down on buses. You know, and it was a good, like I said, it was a good 9 hour drive. So.
Yeah, and there's no easy way there. I mean, no matter how you look at it.
Basically, I think, you know, according to the map that I pulled up, basically get on Interstate 40 down by Little Rock and go into 40 that way, you know, into Nashville that way, you know, until you come to the other highway that you have to go on. But, you know, I don't think Granny Hulkster's going to be at that show, but, you know, I would have liked to seen that one. So I guess I'll just have to wait till they come back to Fort Smith in November.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's all good. And you know, everybody who knows about Granny Hulkster, they know you're there in heart. They know you're there in spirit. And that's all that matters.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
So anyway, what's good? What good rumors and stuff are you hearing? Anything new that we need to know about?
Oh, not really. I know, you know, the latest episode of TCW that they showed, or that I got to see last night on the computer, that I know that was aired over the weekend. I think they have one more week of Clarksville episodes from Rumble Riot next week. I think they're going to show the Rumble Riot next week on TCW, from what I understand. But and then, of course, they'll probably be getting to the shows that was done in Fort Smith for Back to School Bash number 4. So.
Right, right, right. Yeah, they're doing a great job over there, and I'm happy to be pimping or promoting them. I got yelled at the other day for using the word pimp. So I'm happy to be promoting them on this show. So best of luck. If you fans want to see some good wrestling action, go check out TCW. Give what dates and times they can catch them on the computer, and then, of course, their TV show they have.
Well, it depends. It depends on what, you know, if you have Dish or digital cable. You know, you have, they're televised on the Pursuit Channel. They're televised on Tuff TV. They're televised on Cox Sports Television. And then if you cannot see them anywhere on TV, you can actually see their episodes on their TCW website, you know, at 10 p.m. every Monday night.
Right,
and then, of
right.
course, if you want to listen to some great interviews, they do a show on Blog Talk Radio, TCW Radio on Blog Talk, every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Central Time. So.
Cool, cool, cool. There you go. Well, Granny Hulkster, you know we always enjoy you calling in. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today, so do you want to hang? Do you want me to put you in the queue so you can hear what's going?
I just wanted to say hey and see how everybody was doing, and you know, like I said, I heard about what happened to Clint. You know, I'd seen all the horrible stuff on Facebook, and I thought that's just, you know, this goes to show how childish people can be.
Oh yeah, you know.
To try to ruin a man's life like that. I mean, it's awful. You know.
I mean it's crazy, you know. Ever since we had the episode last week, pretty much letting the cat out of the bag concerning certain promoters up in Branson, Missouri, you know, we've had people calling in, cussing us out, blah, 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 all that stuff. And, you know, and I just keep saying the same thing. You know, if you people want to be mad at somebody, don't be mad at us. We just pass on the news. We pass on the information that we know and that we have. If you want to be mad at somebody, go look at the people in the mirror. Go look at the people that's causing it. Don't come being mad at us. We're just the messengers. Like, you know, like Ron Simmons, or not Ron Simmons, just like Booker T always says, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just players. So don't be hating on us. Go talk to the promoter in Missouri who's breaking the rules and thinks he's so far above the rules that he openly admits to it, thinking he can't be touched. Well, you know, that's about to come to a head also. So anyway, Grady Hulkster, you know, yeah, the situation with Clint, that's just nasty and bad. And, you know, people just need to grow up, you know.
Yep, they do.
So no matter who it is, no matter what the situation, they need to grow up and deal with it because, you know, it is what it is.
That's right. Well,
love
have
you, Granny
a good one, Greg. Have a great show.
All right. Appreciate you calling in.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's our wrestling hookup, Granny Hulkster. That girl is wilder than string cheese on something. I don't know. How wild is string cheese? Can somebody answer that? I don't know. But once again, you know, we mentioned at the top of the show, 347-326-9073. Want to say hello to our friend Amy. She's over in the chat room today. Amy's a loyal listener. We might have to get Amy a T-shirt made up that says Greg Squirrel Show Loyal Listener. We'll work on that and see what we can do for you. But also want to jump over here on Facebook. We want to say hello to Eric, Amy, Tressa, Melissa, Mitzi, Michael, Melissa, Michelle, some of our loyal listeners over in the chat room or listening today. Got some birthdays to pass along. Miles the Warrior McDonald. Happy birthday, my brother. United States Marine veteran. Big happy birthday shout out to him. Got Lisa Head. Happy birthday to Lisa. And we got Linda Ortega. We want to wish her a big happy birthday to her. And let's see who else we got. Jason Richards, friend of mine. Want to say hello to her. Got to say hello. Get hello and a shout out to my cousin, Kendra Center. She's an adult now. Well, she's always acted like an adult, but I guess today it's official as Kendra turned 21 years old today. Doesn't seem possible, but hey, cuz, big shout out, happy birthday to you. Want to say big happy birthday to a good friend of mine, Russ Hutchinson. One of the best guitar players in Northwest Arkansas, and today is his birthday. So big happy birthday to Russ. Once again, happy birthday to all of our listeners and everybody. If you got a birthday, anniversary, you know, we love you guys. We appreciate you tuning into the show, and we just want to say happy birthday to everybody. We're going to get these names. We're going to post them on the Facebook page. So that way they can be recognized. Let's see here. Once again, phone lines are open. You can also send me an email, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. You can find me on Facebook, The Greg Squirrel Show. Still in the process of getting that page up and running. So if you go to the Greg Squirrel page, it kind of looks a little naked right now. So make some comments and all that other fun stuff. Let's see here. Kendra and Russ Hutchinson. Let me tell you, boys and girls, if you ever want to listen to some good guitar playing, you go check out Russ Hutchinson. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. All right, let's run over here real quick. We're going to take care of our birthdays. Once again, we already mentioned them, but we want to get them posted on our page. So let's see here. I should have done this before the show started, but I'm bad at procrastinating or whatever that word is. I can't even spell McDonald. I can't even spell Miles. I can't spell it all today. Where's Clint when I need him? That's all right. We know Clint's out taking care of his stuff. Did you all happen to catch last night the, did they even call it fanfare anymore? Fan Fest now or something? Had some great concerts on there. Good concerts. I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing because I fell asleep on the couch again, as always. But, you know, what I did see was some good stuff. So there we go. All right. So we're getting our birthday stuff taken care of. Let's hop over here. We're going to post this on my personal page, too. No, hold on. We got to go here. Let's go here. Do it. Okay, well, it's there. All right. All right. So, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we had some big news come out of Oklahoma. And it's putting a big effect on amateur fighting in the state of Oklahoma. And say hello to my friend Jennifer Stamey. She's out there listening today. She just sent me a text on Facebook. All right, so here we go. Let me pull it up here, because I don't want to get it wrong with the information I pass on. Because that's one thing I do, is I verify everything I report on this show. And if some people don't believe it, well, that's your prerogative. But I know what I know, and I know I do what I do. So if y'all don't like it, behave and straighten up. All right. Let me find it here. Where'd it go? I'm close to it. I'm having to scroll back down Facebook. Yeah, I ain't even going to talk about that idiot. Our court system is screwed. Maybe that's why some of the stuff that's happening is being allowed to let happen, because some people just don't give a rat's butt anymore, which is sad. All right, where'd it go? Oh, where'd it go? It's here somewhere. I'm about to pull it up. I'm getting there. Be patient, please. Because it's really something you people want to listen to. Here it is. I found it. It's an update from the Oklahoma State Boxing and Athletic Commission. And if you want to comment or if you have a question about it, 347-326-9073. I'll do my best to answer it. Answer any questions the best I can. But I'm going to read this statement and then we can go from there. Update from the Oklahoma Boxing Commission. The Oklahoma Boxing Commission has expressed interest in possibly eliminating amateur MMA in the state of Oklahoma. Here's why. Lack of professionalism. Look it up. It is a word. Lack of professionalism being displayed by those amateur fighters who commit to fight and then back out or don't get what they need in order to participate. New rule is being considered for the state of Oklahoma that if you want to fight as a professional in the state of Oklahoma, you are now required to have at least 5 title fights. So basically what that means is if they approve this and they eliminate amateur MMA in the state of Oklahoma, that means you're going to have to go out of state to get your amateur fights. Okay? Don't hate the player. Hate the game. You have nobody to blame but yourself. And I'm not looking at every amateur, because there's amateurs out there that keep their word. When they say they're going to fight someplace, they show up. They're prepared to fight. They don't back out. Okay? So what this means, that you're going to have to go out of state, whether it's Arkansas, Kansas, Texas, Colorado, wherever, you're going to have to go out of state, or I guess that's New Mexico on the other side of it. Okay. You're going to have to go out of state to get your five amateur fights, which means you will not get the fight in front of your home crowd until you do. Whether you're amateur or pro, if they eliminate amateur MMA in the state of Oklahoma, you will not get to fight in front of your friends and family. And until you get your five fights, you won't get to fight as a pro in front of your friends and family unless they travel with you to wherever. But that's basically how it is. This is going to cost you more time and money. And I agree with this next statement. And, you know, if you amateurs, you know, if you're wanting to go pro, you know, then you need to start getting your poop together while you're still in the amateurs. Because I guarantee you, when you go pro, if you plan on going pro, I mean, a lot of you guys are in this just for the money. You have no desire or will to go pro. Why are you even in the game if you have no desire or will to go pro? But the point is, and I'm not trying to make enemies, I'm just stating my viewpoint as a journalist and a radio talk show host. If you go pro, they're not going to put up with it. You go pro, they may let you back out of one fight, but if you show a consistent habit, they're just going to stop calling you. So, you know, I say this as a friend, and I say this as somebody who cares. The amateurs need to start holding the amateurs more accountable and acting in a professional manner. You might as well start doing it now while you're still an amateur. That way, you are, when you do go pro, it's already ingrained. You know, when you're accept a fight, show up for the fight, don't back out, blah, blah, blah. That's what's caused all this, is there's been so many amateurs that have agreed to take fights, but then they end up getting hurt. Or not getting hurt, but, you know, they take a fight, and then they back out, they no-show, they come to the weigh-ins. That's the ones that makes me mad, is they come to weigh-ins, but then they no-show the fights. Or even worse, I've experienced this. I was doing a show in Washington, Missouri. The first fighter was already in the cage. The first fighter was already in the cage. The second fighter comes out. The first fighter leaves. How do you feel about that? 347-326-9073. If you're listening and you got a comment or question about that, a situation like that, you know, feel free to call in. That's what we're for. Send me an email, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, @ringannouncer1 on Twitter. You know, I'd like to have some thoughts on this. You know, but the bottom line is they're starting to crack down, because there's been so many events where, like I say, fighters have showed up for some reason, didn't like one thing or another, and they decide not to show up on fight night. Well, now there's consequences. Promoters can only do so much. But the Sanctioning Alliance has the final word. So the Sanctioning Alliance, and we're talking about Oklahoma State, sanctioning. We're not, you know, we're not talking about the individuals. But Oklahoma's pretty much setting down the word now that, well, they're pretty much putting the final word is we're doing away with the amateur MMA in the state of Arkansas or in the state of Oklahoma. How long is it till other states follow suit and propose the same thing? It's going to get to the point that there's no amateur MMA left. And you won't have nobody to blame but yourselves, because you no-show, you take a fight, you no-show the fight, you walk out on the fight before the fight takes place, etc., etc. Comments and questions, 347-326-9073. Once again, if you got a question or comment on this, we would love to hear about you, hear from you. And I know there's people out there that's got comments or questions. And I'm not going to crucify you if you disagree with me. We'll just agree to disagree if our opinions differ. So there we go. I personally think it's a good thing, because they're also, it's affecting the promoters too. That's the sad part, is all this is going to affect the promoters also. Because, you know, these promoters, they go through all this hard work setting up the shows, and then you have fighters bail on you at the last minute or the night of the fight, and it's like, okay, where is Chris Evans? He was supposed to fight James Giorgenti. You know, where are they at? You know, the promoters get mad too, but the promoters realize that being amateurs, there's not really a lot they can do. I mean, unfortunately, outside of just not calling you anymore for events, and then these fighters are like, well, why'd you stop calling me? It was because last two shows I've had you booked for fights, and then you no show. Well, then that gets back to the sanctioning. And so, I mean, it is what it is. If you're an amateur fighter, you got nobody to blame for yourself. And if you, and this is just me talking, if I'll put this out there, I'm getting ready to say this, and I want you all to realize that I speak only for myself. I do not speak on behalf of any of the promotions that I announce for. Okay? These are just my opinions. Okay? And hell, now I forgot what I was going to say. Wow. I forgot what I was going to say. And it was so good, too. Oh, I know what I kind of roundabout remember what I was going to say. Is promote, you know, promoters can only do so much. You know, but if you amateurs have dreams and aspirations of going pro, then you need to start acting like it while you're still an amateur. Because, what I said earlier, You no show a promoter so many times, the promoter's just going to quit calling you. And then when you call the promoter, well, why are you not calling me? Because you've been no showing fights. So there it is. We're going to put an end to this right now. That's the conversation. So one thing I was going to say, if you know people that have done this or know people that do this, if you're serious about the sport of MMA, You need to fight. This is to the fighters, managers, whatever. You need to go to those people and say, knock it off. Man up. If you accept a fight, show the testicular fortitude and show up for the fight. That's when you're going to find out who's serious about being a pro one day. So, I think I finally got back out what I was going to say. It took the long train to get there, but we got to it. 347-326-9073. If you got a comment or question about this, feel free to come on in. Call on in. Football just around the corner. Do dog and cats pick on each other? Can somebody answer that? Do dog and cats torment each other? Reason I was asking that is because I saw a funny picture earlier today. Showed a cat inside, sitting at the door. And the dog's outside, kind of got this goofy look on his face. And the caption on the picture said, it's the doggy's little thought bubble says, I get to run around in the yard, chase things, poop wherever I want to. You have to stay inside and poop in a box. I thought that was pretty funny. Yes, and this dog's just got this cracked up look on his face. I miss Mr. Grits, my Persian. I miss him bad. But he was notorious for just pooping wherever he wanted to. He didn't care. I had three litter boxes down for him, but that crazy cat just flat pooped where he wanted. And hairballs. I hated the hairballs, little furball. Bet you gotta love him. 347-326-9073. Once again, want to say a hello to the folks at Fayetteville Nutrition. Want to say hello to them today. Also want to say hello to the folks, Kim and the girls at Great Clips. Got my hair cut today, so it's all good. Hopefully be bringing things, got some negotiations has started. Hopefully we're going to be bringing on Fayetteville Nutrition as a sponsor. So there you go. All right. Once again, we want to say hello to Amy over in the chat room. She's kind of there all alone. People need to come in and chat with Amy in the chat room. On the on the Facebook page, we want to say hello to Eric, Amy, Diana, Kimberly, Mike, Melissa, Michelle, Clint, and Gina. They are currently tuned in one form or another. We are promoting Rhonda and the folks at Fayetteville Nutrition. All right. We're giving them a big shout out on the Facebook page. I had a fantastic Reese's peanut butter smoothie today. I may be forced to go back and get one tomorrow if I'm back in town in time. So there you go. 347-326-9073. Let's hop over, take a look at some headlines in the sporting world today. Got some great stuff going on that we want to hit on today. Is it me, or is anybody else tired of hearing Notre Dame on NBC every week? I'm sorry, when was the last time Notre Dame was relevant in football? Can you answer that? When was the last time Notre Dame was relevant in football that a TV network, NBC, dedicates every single Saturday to them? NFL has announced to the players that HGH testing is close. Big news out of baseball, Manny Ramirez, one of the most feared players, has been cut by the Texas Rangers minor league ball club. Pittsburgh Steelers put Plaxico Burress on injured reserves. Big news out of NASCAR, Juan Pablo Montoya is not going to be returning to Chip Ganassi Earnhardt Racing in 2014. That still seems funny, saying Ganassi Earnhardt Racing. My money is betting that Montoya will end up somewhere because he's a good road course driver. He's getting better in NASCAR, but he's just never really had a strong team, even as legendary as Chip Ganassi Racing is. You know, you just can't compete week in and week out with the Roushes, with the Gibbs. You know, those bigger teams. So, there you go. I still can't get used to saying Ganassi Earnhardt Racing. I still think Jadell Jr. should be running that race team, or at least Kelly. And they do what they get back to doing what they do. Yeah, let's see here. Checking over some more of the headlines. We've got some Major League Baseball. Let's see here. Carlos Beltran returns to the lineup for St. Louis Cardinals tonight as they take on Pittsburgh. That's about the really news I see out of there. Kevin Durant returns to Seattle in the Summer League. Charlotte Bobcats have re-signed point guard Gennaro Pargo. Only reason I mentioned that because he's a ex-Arkansas Razorback, and I love my Hogs. Get ready for the red screen, boys and girls. It's possibly coming. If we could ever figure out how to do the webcam for this crazy thing, you're going to see the Greg Skrull Razorback Cave. It's a work in progress. We'll put it that way. Just have to see what happens. I think it's coming. Got some more NASCAR news for you. Brian Vickers, who has had a part-time ride in 2000 and last year and this year, has gotten a full-time ride for the 2014 NASCAR Sprint Racing Series, as Brian Vickers will be the full-time driver for the number 55. And that's a pretty good deal due to the fact that Michael Waltrip Racing is the only team that has two full-time primary sponsors, with the exception of in-house sponsorships, the Aaron's Dream Machine. So I'm going to say congratulations to Brian Vickers. As you heard, Juan Pablo Montoya will not be returning to Ganassi Racing in 2014. Tony Stewart has been released from the hospital after several leg surgeries as a result of a sprint car crash earlier last week. So there you go. Let's see here. What's going on in the PGA stuff? Ryder Cup appears headed for Bethpage Black. That should be announced possibly for 2009. What? 2019. Oh, no. They don't say when that possibly is. 2009 was the last time the Ryder Cup PGA was at Bethpage Black. That's a tough course. I haven't got to play the course, but I have seen pictures. That's just one of them courses where it's just like, No, it's another one of those courses where you want to set your score as early as possible and then just hope to heck to survive the rest of it. 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. You can also find me on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. Georgia St. Pierre has stepped up for PED testing. Eddie Alvarez has challenged Bellator lightweight champ Michael Chandler. And so that's pretty much the top news coming out of MMA today. So there we go. Oh, sorry. I forgot where I was there. I don't know if he'll see that. I just posted on Facebook, Clint Davis, please come home. In case you didn't hear the news yesterday, exciting news with Uncivil War MMA, as they have signed a multi-fight deal for the remainder of 2013 and 2014 at the legendary Shrine Mosque in Springfield, Missouri. So there we go. Exciting news there. Everybody still sending me messages about Clint Davis. Where is he at? Why is he not here? I don't know, people. I do not know. You will have to text Clint Davis yourself and ask him. I do not know personally. All right. Well, that's about it, boys and girls. That's all I got for today. I'm kind of glancing down everything. Don't forget, Extreme Fighting Inc., Extreme Night of Champions, coming up in October. 26th, I believe, is the date. For XFI back at Fort Smith, Arkansas, at the Fort Smith Convention Center. Don't forget, this coming Saturday, Striking, Muay Thai, Kickboxing. We are going to be there. It is going to be a whole lot of fun, boys and girls. Once again, that's going to be back at the Muskogee Civic Center. So if you're a fan of Muay Thai or kickboxing, we invite you to call your brothers and friends, sisters, mailmen, you know, you name it, you call them, get them there. We want to pack this house out. That's right. We want to pack up this house for Ty and the crew. With Striking, Muay Thai, kickboxing. Don't forget, they got that big event coming to Kansas City, Missouri. So if you know any Muay Thai kickboxing fans up there, get them the word. Tell them that the boys are coming to town. Because we're going to have some fun. I'm already planning on taking the golf clubs. So that's going to be a whole big heap of fun. Let's see here. All righty. (347) 326-9073. We got about 6 minutes left on the show. So you got plenty of time to call in. If you got something on your mind, we'll be glad to hear it. All right. All right, boys and girls. Well, we're just about done for the day. So we're going to jump on this and get ready to head it to the house. Hope everybody has a great Tuesday night. Don't forget, you know what tomorrow is. Question is, will we play the camel or won't we play the camel? That's the question. Do you think we should play the camel tomorrow, as our, which has become our Wednesday traditions? Because, you know, tomorrow is hump day. Guess what day it is? All right. Everybody, you have a good evening. We will be right back here tomorrow. Once again, 4 to 5:30. Or until we run out of stuff. So we will see everybody right back here at Blog Talk Radio tomorrow. Bye.